going. And so step by step, we did raise a seed round in July 2019 of $4.5 million, followed by a Series B of $93 million with SoftBank in November 2021. And more recently, in January 2024, a $20 million convertible note at a $1 billion valuation. But for every single of those funding rounds to succeed, we probably had hundreds. Yeah, we literally had hundreds of no's, and it took us conviction and building, right, to achieve that.
How many people started off with the company with you besides you and your partner? How many people started off and how with you guys when you conceived the brand, and then how many people are at the actual business now?
So there's been, I think, right now Sandbox is a little bit over 200 people, but there's been period, of course, depending on like the need of the market and like everything we had to build and adapt. We had more people. And then, of course, at the beginning, we were a startup, so we were more lean and have less people. And it's interesting to grow as an entrepreneur through those different phases of maturity of a company, while also like acknowledging like sometimes now like technology can definitely can allow to achieve much more and be more efficient. And so like it's not anymore about the number of people which matter, like how you create something exciting and bring value, but is more about like how you continue pushing innovation and creating a brand that resonates around the world for many people.
What are some of the key features of the Sandbox that people enjoy?
Well, I think like one of the strengths of Sandbox is we cater to different communities, right? Or like on one side, really creators, first-time creator, people who always dream to make a video game. We made it quite accessible thanks to our no-code game maker to bring to life like your ideas, your imagination. Then we have players who are like progressively enjoying all the different updates of the product. The fact that in 2021, the first Metaverse experience, they were very repetitive. It was basically like taking a character from point A to point B and find some objects in the meantime on the map. Now, like there is such a great diversity of content and experiences, a multiplayer social experience with leaderboards, with quests, with abilities where the avatars can fly, can jump, can double jump. And in terms of content as well, like we have experience which like bring you into revisiting the British Museum, some experience like, I think like a meditation session with Deepak Chopra. We have Jurassic World, like we are managing a dinosaur park and raising and breeding dino eggs to become adults. It's really interesting to explore, and it starts to cater to like a broader audience. And with the announcement today of Cirque du Soleil, it's going to become, it keeps on that vision to offer diverse experience. Here pushing for the, like really the show of a Cirque performance that normally lasts only 2 hours, make it accessible at any time and for any point of any lounge. To people in the metaverse to enjoy the spirit of the circus or to make even their own, leveraging official content and character from the Cirque du Soleil franchise.
Nice. So I know that we were just talking about the NFT NYC and how it's been building a lot of momentum, and there's different versions of it in LA. There's one in Miami. What made it, I guess, what was it so important for the Sandbox to be a part of this particular year at NFT NYC?
As I was mentioning before, NFT NYC has been like really a flagship event for people in the community over the years. It's important For us in New York has emerged as like the city where Web3 and crypto is really catching up and taking the lead in the US following the reopening of the market and regulations, specifically and after like the Trump election and the SEC having much more acceptance around like what NFT can be and the fact they are not securities. And so we can connect with both creative tech people, builder people and brands here. Our core community, people who've been following Sandbox for many years in the US, are happy to connect and or to reconnect with us and see the progress. It's a very easy city as well. Like everyone around the world, if you say we're doing something in New York, like it's a no-brainer. Everyone wants to come to New York, you know, and like and get a chance to see. Some other cities in the US don't have that prime.
Now you have, are you guys demoing the actual product there? You say it with the SLA component to it, correct?
Right. So we created this gaming lounge where you can have like two gaming station where you can play Sandbox. Like you can see the map of Sandbox and the various avatars and content and claim free NFTs there. The full experience will actually launch as part of the Alpha Season 6, which will be available at the end of the summer, end of August. So it's not yet there and playable, but you can see a first teaser video. You can take photos with avatars in Sandbox and mannequins with dressed with a circus costume. And we had live performance from the artists themselves. So it's something we're very attached to, is like to connect real world experience, IRL, with virtual world experience, metaverse. And like this is typically the kind of presence at conferences that allows the community to see that.
Okay. What are, since the game is doing so well, since your game is doing so well, and you've been in the industry for quite some time. I know that you went to school in Paris and you went to school in Hong Kong. And what kind of advice would you offer someone that's trying to build a metaverse similar in type to what you already have?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, like, essentially, it's not just about the technology. I mean, the three essential parts of like creating a successful metaverse is like, how do you bring content, technology and people together? And you could start from the technology angle. Like for us, like NFT and blockchain have been essential and core in our vision to create a decentralized world owned and governed by the holders of the community. But it really took shape and succeeded as we onboarded the first brand and we had exclusive content that you couldn't find on other platforms, Web2 or Web3. And in the end, today Sandbox is this home of brands in Web3. I believe like there is no other place, not even in Fortnite or Roblox, where you have so many brands all together, even during seasons. We support each other, who love to do crossover collaboration, who accept that the creators or the players can play into the world of one with the content of another. And be so open-minded about user-generated content. And the third thing is like we really been attached to build moments and memories for our community members around not just virtual world experience, but also like, again, like real world experience and IRL moment. And back in 2021, 22, during NFT NYC, we held large conference and parties at Gotham Halls, for example, or Marquee, that people still remember many years after and tend to say, like, the event I joined, the people I met during those Sandbox events have been, like, that they made an impact in my life. The creators I met have been people I've been started to collaborate and work with. And again, it shows the importance of us being able to bring the community together through the vision we carry with the tech and the contents.
What are some of the some of the products or brands that you guys are currently working with that are really resonating with some of the gamers?
So there is a great mix of content that actually resonates a lot with the gamers. I believe the latest brand partnership we did with Jurassic World in the Alpha Season 5 was really successful. And the reason is very simple. Like, Dinosaurs is still one of the most popular content ever, like any generation, like from younger children to like adults. We just love playing with dinosaurs. And no surprise, like in 2 days, there will be the launch of Jurassic World on theater officially. The fact that we can bring legends as well, like Bruce Lee, to life again in Sandbox and people dive into his universe. The fact that we had Elvis Presley in Sandbox, like, and created some world records of like the highest number of like Elvis Presley avatars in the metaverse, or we can create and bring sometimes unexpected collaboration too. It's something that people are excited always. And like, they ask us like, okay, what's the next brand you can see in Sandbox? And when is the next season? So that's something like we learned how to accelerate and not just launch once a year, but now launch 3 times a year, a season, and like deliver more fun for the fans.
And in terms of the demographics, what's the percentage of male versus female, and what's the mean age range, or what's the age range of people that are actually gaming on this platform?
But Sandbox, the age range is pretty adult, actually. Like, majority of our audience is between 18 and 45 years old. For obvious various reasons, I don't think we tap yet into like the younger demographic. First, because like, I guess like they already are on older platforms, and the brand that we have are maybe not young enough to attract to the children only. But I believe it's also our strength, and that why brands pick Sandbox is because like they know that the audience they can capture the attention to. They also have like this huge spending power thanks to blockchain and crypto, which we demonstrated, and like brands can monetize selling avatar collections and other content while like serving their fans and like offering like building loyalty, building engagements as well.
And what's the demographic in terms of male versus female that play the game? Do you have the percentages of that?
We are trying, yes. I believe like it's still skewing toward like the 25% female and 75% male. So we're trying to find brands and collaboration that will make the metaverse as inclusive as possible, and I would say equally gender in terms of like representation. I think the gaming industry, the tech industry in general it's always been a challenge for those industries to be as equally representative as possible. But the fact that we have brands that Circus du Soleil, for example, or like we have Paris Hilton, or we're trying to have far more family friendly or woman oriented is important and might help to change that trend.
What types of scenarios would you integrate for women? You mentioned Paris Hilton, right? I know Paris Hilton was talking about today. She said on a newscast that she was going to be doing, I think CBS Morning, she was talking about she was going to be doing a boutique hotel or a line of hotels where she's going to have entertainment there. Would your experience have something that's similar type to that, like a hotel hospitality experience or like an island or?
Right. So we do have, indeed, like Paris Hilton has been one of the first to step in metaverse. We announced her back in 2022 that she first joined. She launched several experiences, including one connected to a Love Island concept where like she wanted to have people meet and date, people in the metaverse. She had like an avatar collection already. So Fury stepped in as well and like trying to push for this representation, attractivity toward like more women, and by bringing as well like this touch of glamour in the metaverse. So I'm keen to have her again, like continue pushing further and seeing like what she can achieve next. I think she's been a great ambassador for this on Sandbox and the other platforms to attract girls and women in the space and bring a lot of charm through her presence.
Right. And then also, the cool thing about Paris, she's a DJ, right? So have you guys integrated any types of music experiences with Sandbox? Have you had any concerts? I know Ariana Grande had a metaverse concert and she had amazing numbers. Are you guys doing anything like that, like a Tomorrowland version of it?
Snoop Dogg will have a form of concert in Sandbox. It's been in the making and we hope to launch it in the new season this year. We haven't launched a concert in a traditional format, in a sense like it's a time-limited performance and like once it's over, it's over. Our approach to our like metaverse experience is to offer a space you can join at any time and like it really give you a touch point with the artist you're a fan of, even outside of the time of the call. How are you continuing to interact with your favorite artist just regularly without like attending a concert or seeing a limited show? So here the goal is not to replace concert or to create a virtual concert. I think the technology is not yet there for that. It's more to offer space to show like your fandom and build loyalty with, I don't know, digital rewards, learning more about the artist as well and connecting with other fans.
And speaking of the future of Sandbox, what's on the next plane for it? Do you feel, do you guys do anything with AI or is there any artificial intelligence, I guess, integration involved with Sandbox at this time or no?
Yes, we have like a several integration with AI on Sandbox, that we've put in place. Like we integrated with GGWP to provide like more safety in the metaverse, by removing like bad language and toxicity in conversation between humans. We integrated a solution to also capture human movement from video and apply it to avatars so that emotes and animation are more expressive. And we are now exploring something called vibe coding, which like we'll soon make some announcements to enable people to create games just with a prompt. So moving even further from no code to vibe coding, I think can be exciting to keep onboarding new creators on Sandbox.
And how are you protecting people's privacy, I guess, if they're doing, I guess they have metaverse versions or avatars of themselves, right? So how are you regulating the privacy in Sandbox? Like, are people's likeness going to be used for something else, or is it just for the game?
Sorry, can you repeat?
No, I was saying, how are you guys protecting people's privacy? Like this, like how's, like in terms of people's likeness, like they're having avatars, right, inside of the metaverse. So these avatars, you can buy clothes for them. I'm assuming you can probably dress them up or build them out. But a lot of these avatars are based on people's likeness, right? So is there anything in place that's safeguarding people's likeness, like their voices or their, you know, the facial recognition? Do you have anything in place for that or no?
Yeah, so like the first thing we do to provide privacy, like first is like to basically every avatar we bring that represents a celebrity or person, like it's always official with authorization. We do not allow like to have reproduction without permission of like your likeness in metaverse. I think it's important to show like well, creators and intellectual property should be respected. It's part of the core vision. If you want to enable monetization, the second is like to basically offer more option than like to create only human, woman, man or woman or like avatars, but have like non-human as well and have this great diversity of contents with collection we create from creators or from the official brands. And then I think like, of course, always features that allows to report inappropriate contents and so on.